Thank you, Toscani. Sidewalk Warriors is a feud distribution grant with weekly events at St. Paul's Episcopalian Church in Troy, New York on every Thursday night. To talk more about this, I'd like to welcome Sidewalk Warriors team leader Robin Ford to the program, Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Hello, Robin.
Hello. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
You're welcome. I guess to start, can you tell us a little bit about Sidewalk Warriors?
Absolutely. We're a dedicated group of volunteers who come together every Thursday, and we have a pop-up distribution that we offer. And that pop-up distribution actually helps our homeless and less fortunate in the downtown Troy area. No questions asked. Anyone that needs a hand is able to come through our line. We set up around 4 o'clock. Takes us about an hour and a half, 2 hours. And at 6 o'clock, everyone starts coming in. In that distribution, we offer hot meals, sandwiches, drinks, several pantry items. And then, of course, we always have some special distributions. And again, that's every Thursday. Right at this time, we are having it at, as you stated, at St. Paul's Episcopal Church, in their courtyard. We normally are at St. Anthony's parking lot, but it just the timing of this right now, they just had a new parking lot, so we want to give it a little bit of time to cure.
Yeah, I was there at your bike distribution event last time. Great event there. You said homeless. Who else typically relies on your service?
Actually, anyone at this point, you know, our numbers have increased, Caitlin, to be honest with you. And the reasoning for that increase, obviously, is the price of gas, the price of a gallon of milk, the price of anything has increased. So their dollars aren't going as far. So if we're able to supplement that, that's really the person that's coming to us. It's not, you know, the person that is truly down and out and, living on the streets. You know, we have a small population, probably about 15%, that are experiencing homelessness. But the other 85% are the working poor, you know, those who are really trying to make ends meet. We had one couple last week that came through line, and you know, we had a horrific thunderstorm last Thursday. And during that thunderstorm, you know, you have to make the decisions of how you're going to have this distribution work. And we did a lot of things on the fly. And this young couple came up to me and, you know, I've seen them there several weeks, and they were so grateful that we continued and stayed and didn't leave and just pack up because the rain was there. And they rely on us. You know, they're both working. I believe she was working a full-time job and a part-time gig, and he had a full-time job and working two part-time jobs. So it's just, you know, it's those individuals. It's just really people like you and me often.
And the pandemic made that worse, and the inflation has made that definitely worse right now.
Absolutely. Inflation, I think, at this point, to be honest with you, has been more of a factor. A lot of our folks did lose their a lot of individuals have part-time jobs. And unfortunately, in the industries that have had this has been the most effective affecting them. It appears at this point that that's really been the part-time jobs that have been lost. So it made it very challenging for those guys.
So you mentioned a thunderstorm. What other obstacles do you face getting these services to individuals?
Oh, always, you know, the bitter cold always has a little bit of a factor, but surprisingly, our numbers have not decreased. I have to be honest with you, Caitlin, it's been pretty amazing to see a consistent 100 to 120 people in line week after week. Last week in particular, you know, there were so many in line. And at one point I looked out and we had 65 people lined up next to a fence, you know, holding umbrellas in an electrical storm, and my heart broke. I just thought, how can we make this better? But, you know, we quickly, you know, you go to different resources and go as fast as you can, and we filled bags, and we unfortunately didn't get to pick which meal they received, but I had many that were very grateful for whatever meal they received.
Right, right. You just got to do to move them along and help them.
Absolutely.
As much as you can.
Yes. Safety was first.
So what role do nonprofits have in supplying these resources? What services should be supplied by the government?
Oh, well, we've been very fortunate because we've fallen under the umbrella with a couple of different organizations who have helped us because of helping the homeless in Rensselaer County. So recently, CEO was one of our biggest supporters. And actually this past week, we lost them as one of our supporters, effective August 12th will be our last delivery. And that was a grant program. And the grant program was actually to help nourish New York and be able to help everyone. And we were representing, obviously, Rensselaer County. It would be wonderful to have more of these types of grants to be able to allow organizations like us to be able to help. We're understanding, and we ask our friends who come through LINE, and I call them friends because we do develop relationships with them and they really become part of us. But I've asked many of them, like, where do you go when we don't provide? You know, if we don't have what you need, like, where else are you getting resources? And unfortunately, right now, our area, especially our immediate area, is very, our food pantries are very limited, and they're only now able to give out at best once a month, most of them, some twice a month. That's not a lot for a family of four for one bag. So, you know, when you're able to come to us on a weekly basis, that makes a huge difference.
We have about 5 minutes left in our interview. So we hear you have an event coming up in October. Do these events provide more than material services? Are these social and emotional needs that visitors get from attending Sidewalk Warrior events?
Actually, I think it's a lot of an opportunity to be able to give a little bit more to our organization. Last year, we were, it was our first time, and being a first time fundraising event, we were very successful. And those funds allowed us to be able to do so much more than just become a sandwich and a Gatorade. You know, we were able to partner with other organizations and be able to provide services that are going to be able to help people beyond just a Gatorade and a sandwich. And that's extremely important to us. And as you said, Kaylin, it's, you know, we had that bike distribution. And if it wasn't for that bike distribution, there'd be a lot of children just kind of not really getting out. You know, we provided helmets, we provided locks. I can't tell you how many times I recognize our bikes. You know, my husband worked on them a lot, you know, getting them up in shape. And to see those bikes, you know, all locked up in front of a whatever playground or whatever it may be is rewarding. I can't even begin to tell you. So it's those types of things that those funds were allowing us to be able to buy the helmets, to buy the locks, you know, to be able to have those items available.
So I see that in 2 months you have your second annual a fundraiser event. Can you tell us a little bit more about this event?
Absolutely. It's a great opportunity to be able to learn a little bit more about Sidewalk Warriors and then also just to be able to open your pocketbook a little bit and be able to help us, be able to help others throughout the year. The funds that we raise really allow us to be able to buy the winter boots for everybody that needs them throughout the winter, to be able to purchase or to be able to at least dry clean some winter coats, you know, things like that. It is October 18th. It's on a Tuesday. It's a great event. I've heard really positive things from last year. We're going to really be talking about the impact that we've had on our individuals that we're helping. And I think it's going to be another fabulous event.
So the funds that you get from this event go back into buying items to help people get food and other items. And so they go right back into the organization, correct?
100%. Every dollar that comes in stays within the city of Troy. 100%.
You mentioned dry cleaning a jacket. I think that's a service that sometimes we don't think about, the need to access to actually wash your clothes and to stay clean. And I hadn't heard you mention that before. So what are the like lesser known services that are really needed for people?
Oh, Sina, you just really hit a tough spot for me. I was down to the Guild House, which is where we kind of store all our items right now. And one of our friends came through and he indicated that he needed a pair of jeans, and laundry is a huge issue. You know, I wish there was a coin operated facility that I could give the tokens and to be able to use. I wish we could buy tokens to be able to be able to hand out, you know, something as simple as a haircut, bus passes, things like that are just truly a gift. You know, we take it for granted, you know, one of our biggest requested items when someone starts out in an apartment is a bath mat. How many of us don't have a bath mat in our bathroom? You know, something so simple, that's our number one requested item, you know, beyond the obviously a pot and pan kind of thing. But it's pretty interesting. The simpler things really make a big difference in these guys' worlds.
And Kaylin asked the question earlier about government support, and you mentioned that you were running on grants. Where do you feel like there needs to be more support for your services?
Actually, we only were supported by that one grant, just for clarity. We actually are supported by our community. I have to say our community is our number one supporter. We have a remarkable amount of people who follow us, and it's just absolutely amazing.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, or where can listeners find more information on Sidewalk Warriors?
Absolutely. Our website is www.warriorstroy.com. And obviously follow us on Facebook. And if you can share a post, those shares make a huge difference. You guys know social media is just key right now. That's our biggest supporter.
And that was Robin Ford. I'd like to thank her for coming on and talking with us. She is the leader of Sidewalk Warriors Troy.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And then just again, for more info on Sidewalk Warriors, go to sidewalkwarriorstroy.com. And I'm going to throw it back to our host for tonight.